This is Pastor Stolz, and welcome to our Sunday worship. Before we begin, I would like to give you the scripture readings, and then I'll give them again when I read them, but some people like to, you know, look them up and follow along, and they may need a little more time. The first one will be Ezekiel 36, 25 to 27. The epistle lesson, Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 13. The gospel, John 15, 26 to 16, verse 4. And then the closing hymn will be 457. Okay, let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. And we pray, Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins, and by thy Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believe on his name he gives power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord, God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, the Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you, and let us pray. O God, who did teach the hearts of thy faithful people by sending to them the light of thy Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things and to forever rejoice in his holy comfort. We pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost lives for now and forever. Amen. And let us confess our faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. This morning's Old Testament is recorded in Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 25 to 27. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. From all of your filthiness and from all of your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. So far. This morning's epistle Acts chapter 2 verses 1 to 13. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as a fire, and sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together, and they were confounded, because every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, said one to another, Behold, are not all of these which speak Galileans? And how hear we, every man, in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and the Elamites and dwellers of Mesopotamia, and in Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, and Egypt, and in the parts of Libya around Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our own tongue the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed, and some were in doubt. And they said one to another, What does this mean? And others mocked him and said, These men are full of new wine. So far. This morning's Gospel, St. John, chapter 15, verses 26 through 16, verse 4. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. And he also shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the very beginning. These things I have spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogue. And yes, the time will come that whosoever kills you will think he is doing God's service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, that when the time shall come, that you may remember that I told you about them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because, well, I was with you. So far. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send to you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. You know, the word truth is used pretty much every day. But what is truth anyway? This question has plagued mankind since the beginning of time. Pilate also asked the question, and he asked the one person who could have given him a complete answer if he had only waited long enough to hear it. But if we cannot satisfactorily define truth, we all know what a lie is. Which side is lying? Which side is telling the truth? Especially going through this virus problems, we hear many sides. Everyone seems to be an expert. But this morning we hear the words, but when the Counselor comes, he will bear witness to me. The Spirit of Truth testifies to the central truth for life and death. And his great truth is this: Jesus Christ is Lord. He testifies about Jesus Christ, who ascended to the Father. It was this Christ who burst the bands of death after he died on Calvary's cross, who preached the gospel of the kingdom, who brought healing to illness, joy to the sorrowful, and yes, even life to the dead. This is Jesus, at whose birth a special angelic choir marked the event with heavenly music. This is Jesus, whose coming as Messiah, the suffering servant, the holy prophets proclaimed many centuries in advance. The Spirit testifies that Jesus is the only Lord. But here's the heart of many people's problem. Who is Lord? There are so many gods from which to choose, all of which can sit on a throne in our lives. And at times we want to be God ourselves. The Word of God judges and condemns us for this idolatry. The Spirit of Truth shows man, shows us, that he stands in God's debt, only to go deeper as he tries to justify himself by good works and especially good intentions. The Spirit of Truth brings the good word of grace and love, testifying that in Christ God forgives and receives fallen people back into his kingdom. because only Jesus is Lord. And just before Jesus ascended to the right hand of the Father, he laid plans for the future of the gospel and of the church that he founded. And we have to marvel at these plans. He could have stayed in this world to be the official head of his church, having earthly headquarters somewhere. But he didn't choose this plan. He ascended and left his followers as he had promised he would. And perhaps we feel that, well, he should have selected more effective workers to promote his church, perhaps angels. Why didn't our Lord choose more powerful witnesses? Instead, he commissioned weak, sinful human beings. These were the people who heard his great commission, go, make disciples, baptize, and teach. And here we find boastful Peter, proud James, ex-money man Matthew, doubting Thomas, and a large number of gifted sinners who heard him say, you shall be my witnesses to the end of the earth. And the apostles soon experienced the truth of this statement. Within days of Pentecost, Peter and John were arrested for proclaiming that Jesus is Lord. They were beaten and thrown in prison. The evangelist Stephen made his witness to his death. He was stoned. James beheaded. And later church history records that every one of the 12 except John suffered a violent death because of their witness. Jesus knew that the hatred and the rejection concentrated on him will be transferred to those who would carry out his witness in a hostile society. You see, Jesus did not tell them these things from the start, for he was with them in person during those few years of his public and private ministry. Well, on this Sunday, we do well to examine ourselves, we who are named after him, whose name is above every name. Has the Holy Ghost really called me through the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the one true faith? Am I this day, by the grace of God, a true believer in my Lord Jesus Christ? Is the Holy Spirit dwelling in my heart? Am I a pure temple dedicated to the living God? Obviously, this testifying begins at home, in the company of those most near and dear to us. But let us never grow weak in our witnessing for our ascended Lord, motivated by the mercy of our Savior, by the love of our Savior. Let us increase our testifying of Jesus Christ. And for all this today, we need to have the same comforting Holy Spirit who fired up the testifiers of the early church. And may we follow their example and stand up for Jesus, standing in the strength of him through whom we can do all things, having put on each piece of the gospel of armor with a prayer. And may we too never be waiting where duty or danger calls, with the Holy Spirit constantly at our side. Let us also continue our testifying for Jesus Christ. The strife will not be long. This day, yes, the noise of battle. The next, the victor's song. And also to us that overcome, a crown of life shall be. And we too, with the King of Glory, shall reign eternally. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, and to thy church the Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that thy word, as becometh it, may not be bound, but have free course, and be preached to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve thee, and in the confession of thy name abide unto the end. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.